Welcome to World Crisis Radio. I am your host, Webster G. Tarpley, coming to you today with a special emergency world strategic briefing on the eve of war, on the eve of a wider war for the United States in Iraq, on the eve of a general Middle East war, and on the eve of a series of events that can easily represent the slide into World War III, the grimmest intelligence picture that I have seen since the Cuban Missile Crisis back in October of 1962. And I would point out that the purpose of this broadcast, World Crisis Radio, is to provide an emergency broadcast overview of the world strategic situation, and that the necessity of keeping that going through any means available overrides all other considerations, and therefore I invite you to follow me through this briefing, put aside other considerations, and above all, listen to the action points that I'll be giving you at various points during the broadcast. Let me thank, of course, our sponsors at freedomcalendar.com, freedomcalendar.com, for all of your calendar needs. It is the calendar season. Still plenty of time to get a calendar for the long year of 2007. It's going to be a long, hot summer, and you'll want to have a Freedom Calendar as you go along. Now, let us look at the multiple indications, first of all, pointing towards the early widening of the U.S. war in the Middle East, and we're going to have to go through some of this stuff in detail. I think probably the most dramatic statement that we have, the most revealing, is the testimony of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the former advisor to Carter, the former head of the National Security Council under Carter from 1977 to 1981, the guy who started the Afghan War, a geopolitical operator whose multiple crimes need not concern us here, except to say that when he talks about preparations for war and aggressions, Zbigniew Brzezinski knows whereof he speaks, and therefore his appearance on February 1st before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee takes on a special value, and I'd like to go through this in some detail. It's going to take us into through this segment and into the following one. Here is what Brzezinski says. He's talking to the Senate, Biden and the rest of them at the Senate, Lugar, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He says, we have come to a critical juncture in the U.S. war of choice in Iraq, and it is time for the White House to face two central realities. The first is, the war in Iraq is a historic strategic and moral calamity undertaken under false assumptions, undermines U.S. global legitimacy. It is driven by Manichaean impulses, the well-known outlook of the neocons, and imperial hubris, and it is intensifying regional stability. Only a political strategy that is historically relevant, rather than reminiscent of colonial domination, can provide the needed framework under these conditions, says the moderate imperialist, the warmonger of yesterday, the neocon of yesterday, if you will, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And now we come to the critical paragraph. If the United States continues to be bogged down in a protracted bloody involvement, the final destination of the downhill track is likely to be a head-on conflict with Iran and with much of the world of Islam at large. We'll give you more on this when we come back in just a second on World Crisis Radio.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Crisis Radio. This is Webster G. Tarpley speaking from Washington, D.C., with a special world strategic briefing on the eve of a wider war in the Middle East, a Middle East regional war, general war in that part of the world, degenerating rapidly towards World War III. And I'm talking thermonuclear World War III. One of the key signposts along the way, a warning from a moderate imperialist, the warmonger of yesterday, the neocon of yesterday, Zbigniew Brzezinski, actually representing the Russia First faction. That is, of course, where he's coming from. But that does not detract from a dramatic warning about what is now about to happen. Let me quote from Brzezinski's testimony at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. If the United States continues to be bogged down in a protracted, bloody involvement in Iraq, the final destination on this downhill track is likely to be a head-on conflict with Iran and with much of the world of Islam at large. A plausible scenario for a military collision with Iran involves, first of all, benchmarks set by the Bush administration, Iraqi failure to meet those benchmarks, with corresponding, I would add, corresponding media blowback inside the United States. Followed, says Brzezinski, by accusations of Iranian responsibility for the failure. In my words, scapegoating Iran for the U.S. military defeat in Iraq. And then, and this is the key part, says Brzezinski, then by some provocation in Iraq or a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran. A terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran. Now, when Brzezinski says, and I'm giving it to you for the third time, when Brzezinski says either a provocation in Iraq or a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran, he is, of course, referring to anybody who knows anything about the way the world works, to an act of terrorism, synthetic, state-sponsored, inside job terrorism, manufactured by the Cheniac faction, manufactured by the Cheneys, the Addingtons, their backers, their controllers, their supporters, their retinue, and the people, of course, who want this wider war. This is an extraordinary reference, in the words of a former director of the National Security Council, to the looming question of a new fake 9/11, a new fake Gulf of Tonkin, and, in terms of a provocation, also the way that Cheney can take military disasters of the type that are now imminent and turn those into Pearl Harbor excuses for an attack on Iran. If there's some catastrophic military defeat and reverse suffered by the United States in Iraq, such as the encirclement, decimation, possible annihilation of large military units, that is Cheney's one-way ticket to a hydrogen bomb attack on Iran, and therefore blowing the lid off the entire world. And as Brzezinski goes on, the culmination of this scenario is a defensive, so-called, quote, defensive, unquote, U.S. military action against Iran that plunges a lonely America, read, without allies, all alone, a lonely America into a spreading and deepening quagmire, eventually ranging across Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Now, this, I think, is extremely interesting. You can find this on the internet at antiwar.com and several other locations. And again, it's a terrorist act in the United States blamed on Iran as part of a ruling class scenario, part of the scenario of the extreme imperialist group around George Shultz, Dick Cheney, Bush, the neocons, and the fascist radio talk show hosts, that machine, leading to an unending quagmire across Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Basically, half the world already at war. Brzezinski then goes on to say a mythical historical narrative, mythical, and it is indeed based on myth, to justify the case for such a protracted and expanding war is already being articulated, and he goes through the obvious attempt to build up a new enemy image in the same way today that you had it under Nazism and Stalinism. But he wants to point out the differences, of course, that Nazism was based on the real military power of the industrially most advanced European state, Germany, and Stalinism was able to mobilize the huge resources of the entire Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, plus a worldwide political movement supporting Marxist doctrine. And as Brzezinski points out, most Muslims do not embrace Islamic fundamentalism. Al-Qaeda, he says, is an isolated fundamentalist Islamist aberration. I would correct that by saying Al-Qaeda is a theatrical troupe of psychotic patsies founded by the CIA, founded by Robert Gates, the current Defense Secretary of the United States. It is a collection of psychos and double agents, provocateurs, and so forth, who could not live, could not exist from minute to minute without comprehensive backup and support, couldn't find their way to the men's room without the help of a CIA covert operation. He also points out then that the reason for the resistance in Iraq is simply because the United States has come in and destroyed Iraq, leading to the inevitable resistance on the part of anybody left alive. To argue that America, he says, is already at war in the region with a wider Islamic threat, of which Iran is the epicenter, is to promote a self-fulfilling prophecy. And of course, we've also got to debunk the lunatic propaganda of the Bush regime, according to which Iran is now some kind of a regional superpower. It's so formidable. It's irresistible. It's going to dominate this entire part of the world. As Brzezinski points out, realistically enough, Iran is politically divided, economically and militarily weak. Any gains Iran has made are, of course, due exclusively to the stupid, blundering, criminal ineptitude of the extreme imperialist faction, the war criminal group around Schultz, Cheney, and the current administration. And actually, Brzezinski in his testimony mocked the Condi Rice Hadley line about a new strategic concept, the birth pangs of a new Middle East, and so forth. It also points out that it doesn't make any sense not to negotiate with Iran from the imperialist point of view, and so forth. So this is Brzezinski warning about this. He has some recommendations which I think fall far short. We have to think up our own recommendations. I don't want to go through his, but of course he points out that it's time to begin getting out of Iraq. It's time to begin negotiating with all these other powers. That's the minimal program. That's not my program. That would be a moderate imperialist program. It's also time for the Congress to assert itself, and I guess that's something that most of us can agree on. So there is Zbigniew Brzezinski with a remarkable statement at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Now, we know that there has been a discussion in all of the corridors at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where the ruling class of the world, essentially, the beneficiaries of the globalized economic system, meet every year in January in Davos, the magic mountain, Der Zauberberg, of Thomas Mann's famous novel of the same name, and look out over the world. And this time the discussion was devoted to a very large degree to the question of the looming U.S. attack on Iran. Now, this has reached such proportions that it is one of the main themes of international news. Let's look at Jacques Chirac of France. And again, although it's too little and too late and too weak and then immediately denied, France once again gives good advice. Right? De Gaulle at Phnom Penh in 1965 said, stay out of Vietnam. Chirac himself, 2003, stay out of Iraq. And now essentially Chirac is coming up with reasons not to attack Iran. So here's an interview of the president of France, Jacques Chirac, in talking to the New York Times, the International Herald Tribune, and the left liberal French weekly magazine Le Nouvel Observateur. And he says, quote, having one or perhaps a second bomb a little later, well, that's not very dangerous. Where would Iran drop this bomb? On Israel? It would not have gone off 200 meters into the air before Tehran would be razed to the ground, says Chirac. In other words, a couple of primitive nuclear devices in the hands of Iran, even if we want to admit this, make absolutely no strategic difference of any kind. They may have some political effect, but it's minimal. Unfortunately, then, after having made this promising beginning, the next day Chirac called back to these newspapers and said, I was wrong. I do not want to contest it. I should have paid better attention to what I was saying and understood that I was on the record. This was an oversimplification. Well, on the other hand, what he said was fine as far as it went. Just shows that everybody in the world is now looking at the imminent breakout of war. We'll be back in a minute on World Crisis Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. Your host, Webster Tarpley, speaking from Washington, D.C., brought to you, as always, by FreedomCalendar.com for all of your calendar needs at the beginning of a new and strategically decisive year. Follow it day by day with a Freedom Calendar from FreedomCalendar.com. Now let's look, we're doing the worldwide panorama of harbingers of war, the wider war in the Middle East, the U.S. attack on Iran, the generalized Middle East war, likely to pit, at least according to the hopes of London, Washington, and Tel Aviv, likely to pit such powers as Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt, if they can get them, against Iran, Hezbollah, and the Shiites of Iraq, with perhaps Syria being up for grabs in the middle, according to James Baker III. So the warnings are coming down. We've reviewed the warnings from Zbigniew Brzezinski, from French President Jacques Chirac. How about the former German foreign minister, Joschka Fischer? He was the foreign minister. He's from the Green Party. He was the foreign minister in the Gerhard Schröder orange-green or red-green coalition in Germany of the SPD and the Greens. He has an op-ed appearing in Haaretz in Israel, also in Dagens Nyheter in Stockholm, Sweden. He says the Bush administration has rejected the Baker-Hamilton report and is now in a shift of policy from Iraq towards the two immediate neighbors, Iran and Syria. Bush is accusing Syria and Iran of interfering in Iraq and endangering the U.S. troops. The new strategy does not follow the advice of the Baker-Hamilton report, says Fisher, but harks back to the disastrous strategy of the neocons. Iran is now firmly in the sights of the superpower. And the warning from Fisher is a U.S. attack on Iran will be an unmitigated disaster. And he is on firm ground with that one. The U.S. attack on Iran, an unmitigated disaster. Now, if we look a little bit further in the European press, we're going to find a similar article here in Berlingske Tidende. This is Copenhagen. So Berlingske Tidende, this is the leading conservative newspaper in Denmark, coming from their Washington correspondent, February 1st, expressing the concern, most likely, of the Danish elites about the coming war with Iran. And the headline is that the biggest military buildup since the invasion of Iraq 4 years ago indicates Bush's will to use military means against the Iran of Ahmadinejad. The article focuses on this buildup and how the U.S. is avidly searching for pretexts. The five U.S. soldiers killed in Karbala on January 20th, and then a military spokesman coming out to say this operation was so well done that it had to be the Iranians. This, of course, is absolute nonsense, completely made up, complete speculation. So basically focusing on the U.S. war preparations and the increasing regional influence of Iran. Again, this is much overstated. So the idea is that this is a paper that wants its readers to know that war is essentially at the gates. Now, we've also had the meeting now of the quartet of the U.S., Russia, the European Union, and the United States. European Union represented by the German foreign minister, as well as by the European Union foreign policy person, Mrs. Ferrero Waldeck. Now, the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, is one of the most intelligent people on the scene today. And the line of Lavrov is that the United States' refusal to negotiate with Iran and Syria is simply unacceptable. He mocks the United States, saying that what Condoleezza Rice is saying is you really can't expect somebody to help you if you're saying to that somebody, now you come and help me, but in everything else you do, you are a rogue. That's Lavrov's summation of U.S. diplomacy. This won't work, says Lavrov, and anybody can understand that. It is no coincidence that the Baker-Hamilton Commission and the U.S. Congress are all in favor of a change in policy. The other thing that Lavrov is concerned about is, what is the purpose of these aircraft carriers being brought into the Middle East? He's talking about the USS Eisenhower and its battle group, as well as the USS Stennis and its battle group. Are they going to attack somebody? Russia demands a clarification. What is the purpose, says Lavrov at the meeting of the quartet. So it's a quartet that's not singing in key. It's not singing with one voice. Back in a minute on World Crisis Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is Webster G. Tarpley speaking from Washington, D.C. with a special strategic briefing, the world on the eve of a wider war, the brink of a catastrophe in the Middle East rapidly spreading in the direction of World War III, the overriding consideration towards which all of our energies now need to be directed, and the emergency towards which my efforts are directed. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, speaking at the meeting of the quartet, demands explanations for the presence of this U.S. military buildup in the Middle East. He says these American aircraft carriers are being moved up as if, quote, as if they are going to attack somebody. He says Russia demands clarification. What stands behind this? Such a hardline policy against Iran, which presupposes in the American vision much harsher measures than those envisaged by the latest resolution of the Security Council. We would like to get explanations on what stands behind this. So the Russian government demands explanations from the Bush regime. What is this warlike, aggressive military buildup. So the world is now well aware. The Congressional Progressive Caucus has at least taken a few tentative steps towards exposing the danger of a U.S. attack on Iran. This is a hearing attended by Ken Katzman of the Congressional Research Service, Dr. Paul Pillar, former CIA officer, Colonel Sam Gardner, U.S. Air Force retired, who is practically the designated briefer for the U.S. attack on Iran in terms of the institutional forces that are critical or skeptical about this. Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council. Now, Gardner goes through the briefing that we know. The second aircraft carrier group going to the Gulf region. Preparations for a major naval exercise in the Gulf in the coming weeks. Sam Gardner points out that the Bush-Cheney White House has set up a Media Outreach Working Group, M-O-W-G. The Media Outreach Working Group has as its mission to whip up international hysteria against Iran, to establish and stoke international outrage against Iran. The pattern is, on the whole, very similar to the demagogic and fascistoid tactics used, the Goebbels buildup on the eve of the invasion of Iraq, of course, and I'm adding to it. What Gardner says is we're seeing a pattern very much like the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. Dr. Parsi says basically this is true, and obviously they say that even if Iran has a nuclear program, there are plenty of ways to respond to this other than with military confrontation. Barbara Lee of California, Congresswoman, introduced a bill on Wednesday to stop a preemptive attack on Iran. It's called the Iran Nuclear Non-Proliferation Act of 2007. And it says the United States will not enter into a preemptive war against Iran in the absence of an imminent threat, which of course is not there. It also blocks the use of funds for any covert action for the purpose of causing regime change or to carry out any military action against Iran. Now, just as a matter of accounting, we are well aware there is no proof of an Iranian nuclear bomb program. There is none. It is a big lie. It is another product of the neocon lie factory. The mendacious, double-talking, neocon fascist madmen have foisted this one on the world. There is no proof. If anything, there's a CIA report a couple of months old now that says precisely this. There's no proof of any plan of Iran or any program of Iran, any active program to build a nuclear bomb. And some countries seem to be attempting to do something about this in a positive way. The Spanish government, for example, has launched into a large diplomatic offensive. The Spanish foreign minister, Miguel Ángel Moratinos, stresses that he wants to keep in touch with Iran through diplomatic channels. He met the Iranian ambassador to Madrid, and he says that there's positive political cooperation between Spain and Iran. And he gave an invitation to the Iranian foreign minister, Mottaki, to take part in a conference of foreign ministers of what is called the middle-income countries. Not rich, not poor, but middle-income. That will be held in the next month or so in Madrid with UN cooperation. So the Spanish attempting to undercut the hysteria of the Bush-Blair line on that. A couple of other warnings. Georgianne Geyer, experienced foreign correspondent, tending towards the conservative side. She says it's time to negotiate with Iran. Otherwise, the U.S. will be killing Iranian diplomats claiming that they're Revolutionary Guards. Then you'll have either Israel or the United States bombing Iran and setting off an unspeakable explosion in that region. So a useful warning. Georgianne Geyer has also written about the question of the encirclement and tendential decimation annihilation of the U.S. Forces. Salon.com. Jacob Weisberg has finally seen the light. Anything is good, even if it comes from the left liberal side of things in this emergency. He says the Cheney-Bush strategy for Southwest Asia has struck out with its threats and saber-rattling, and in effect, it's going to be the situation, he says, that Dick Cheney actually may be twisted enough to want a military confrontation with Iran, writes Jacob Weisberg, and that the Bush administration is intent on self-sabotage at every phase. All right, so the awareness of the obvious facts is spreading, and actually let's just remind ourselves of one more. The New York Times editorial, this is called Bullying Iran. Mr. Bush is up to it again, this time trying to bully Iran. If Mr. Bush isn't careful, write the left liberals at the New York Times, or indeed the mainstream liberals, if Mr. Bush is not careful, he could end up talking himself into another disastrous war. And if Congress is not clear in opposing him this time, he could drag the United States along. The Los Angeles Times reports, in connection with this story, remember the Bush administration said it was going to deliver proof of what the Iranians were allegedly doing inside Iraq. And this had been promised by Zalmay Khalilzad, the neocon operative who has gone from Afghanistan to Iraq. But now it has been delayed. So indefinitely delayed. Any notion of proof. This is a little bit, it reminds me of the Colin Powell promise of a white paper in the wake of 9/11, that the U.S. was going to put out all the proof to back up the crazy claims about bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and the rest of it. That one was indefinitely delayed. We're still waiting. And indeed, this time, the Los Angeles Times says the Bush administration has indefinitely delayed the proof of any acts of war by Iran against the United States within Iraq. So we've got all of this going on. So I think this essentially sums up the situation in terms of the threat. We know that the surge announced at 21 to 22,000 GIs has now escalated to the area of 50,000 when the logistical forces are also brought in. We know that the Patriot missile batteries are on their way there. The Eisenhower is there. The Stennis and its accompanying ships will be there soon. The other thing we've got to keep our eyes on is the question of the new moon. The Anglo-Americans like to launch their sneak attacks in the dark of the moon. The next one is February 17th. So a few days before February 17th, the window for aggression and World War III opens up again. The strangeloves will be looking at their calendars. It's also important to note that the days are now getting longer. We just had Groundhog Day, Candlemas, the midpoint of winter. The days will be getting longer. The nights will be getting shorter. The chances for airborne aggression against Iran will be dwindling as the sun grows stronger. So look at these new moon cycles in February, March, and April, in my estimation, and you will be on target for the likely times for this suicidal aggression now being cooked up by the neocon fascist madmen of the Bush administration. Let's also, in this segment, just give you a rundown, a summary, if you will, of the strategic indicators we've had during January. Admiral Balkin, the former commander of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, at the beginning of January indicated that the Gulf, the Persian Gulf or Arabian Gulf, as you may want to call it, is now practically a duck pond filled with U.S. nuclear submarines cruising around at periscope depth and colliding with merchant ships, including a Japanese tanker, according to Admiral Balkan. This is a sure sign that the U.S. is preparing sneak attack with cruise missiles launched from submerged torpedo tubes in the Gulf to attack Iran with virtually no warning, according to Balkan. We've also got this very important article dated January 24th from my good friend General Ivashov, the former head of the Russian General Staff. This is available at Global Research, Professor Chosudovsky's website. He points out that Iran must now prepare to repel a nuclear attack by the United States. It will be a nuclear attack, says Ivashov, and it will be essentially the second breaking of the nuclear taboo since 1945, this one with much more long-lasting consequences. Ivashov says it is unlikely, it's practically excluded, that there will be any direct retaliation against the United States. Iran can't do it. Other countries will not do it. He thinks that the Russian government will condemn what is done, but there'll also be an undercurrent in the Russian media that the Iranians have somehow brought this on themselves, probably citing the reckless and irresponsible speeches made by Ahmadinejad, who has not helped himself in this regard. But nevertheless, Ivashov thinks that People's Republic of China may have a much more energetic response than the Russian government is likely to do. Ivashov also points out that the United States, on the same model of what was done before the Iraq War, is avidly bribing generals in the Iranian army and in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the Pasdaran, giving them money anyway. Let's see what they do, with the idea that there could be a civil war of the Iranian army against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Pasdaran. So you've got that thrown into the mix as a possible war tactic. The Bulgarian news agency points out that U.S. strategic air bases in both Romania and Bulgaria are now on a full war footing. These would be bombers that would have to fly across the Black Sea, and then they'd have to go over land. They'd have to go over Georgia, no problem there, complete NATO puppet state, and perhaps over then Azerbaijan, possible, Armenia, probably harder, and there might be some resistance. That's a big question. Countries that permit flyovers are going to be on the hot seat when it becomes obvious what they have done, because this kind of thing can hardly be covered up given the way the world works these days. Anyway, that's the Bulgarian news agency. We also know from other sources that the British island of Diego Garcia, hosting a U.S. strategic air base, is also abuzz with activity as the U.S. prepares to attack Iran from that quarter. And I imagine nobody can be surprised if similar attacks come in from Afghanistan. So we've got attacks from Afghanistan in the east, from Iraq, from the Gulf, from the aircraft carriers in the west and south, from Diego Garcia in the south. What the U.S. does not seem to have is the full envelopment of Iran. They do not seem to have those air bases in Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan to the north that they would like to have in order to make the envelopment complete. And that may be a problem. Remember that the fact that Turkey refused to go along with the Iraq War has had long-lasting consequences for the U.S. invasion of Iraq. And just the fact that one front drops out may complicate all these other matters. Now, remember also, the Bernard Lewis plan is the underlying basis of this entire aggression. Remember that the Bernard Lewis plan foresees that Iran is going to be divided into six parts. That is to say, Kurdistan, Turkmenistan, Baluchistan, Azerbaijan, and Khuzestan or Arabistan. That's the key one, plus a landlocked Iranistan in the middle. We'll just say a few words about each of these. The most critical one is the Khuzestan or Arabistan, sometimes known as Ahvaz. This is an area with a large Arab population that is situated south and west of the Zagros Mountains. You've got to get your Iran map out and begin to look at it, because all of those places are likely to become sadly known because of the tremendous losses that will be suffered by the imperialists in those quarters in the coming days if Bush cannot be deterred. The Khuzestan, Arabistan, Ahvaz area is where you have all the oil. That's where you have the Kargil and tanker terminal. That is what BP, British Petroleum, would like to get back so they could reconstitute the Anglo-Iranian oil company. And, of course, here we know that the U.S. and the British have been sending in terrorists for a couple of years. Some of them have been caught. Some of them have been put on trial and even hanged. This is the part that might be occupied by U.S. forces. You've also got Kurdistan up north. The base of operations here is now Iraqi Kurdistan, but it would also extend into Syria and into Iran as well. Here the U.S. and the British and the Israelis rely on PKK, Kurdish terrorists, as well as MEK, Mujahideen e Khalq, Iranian ethnic terrorists going into Iran, but they also go and poach into Turkey, creating tremendous frictions there. Back in a minute on World Crisis Radio, RBN Live.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is your host, Webster Topley, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., with a special emergency briefing on the looming attack on Iran, a call to mobilization that I'll be going into, especially in the second hour, the whole program on an emergency footing in regard to the planned aggression of Bush and the neocon fascist clique now running Washington. We were just going through, in addition to the plans of the U.S. and the British to try to play the Iranian army against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, or Pasdaran, using the time-honored method of bribing generals already carried out in the eve of the Iraq War. We've also got this question of the ethnic divisions of Iran. This is something that's been cultivated by Michael Ledeen at the American Enterprise Institute. The idea here is that Iran is not an ethnically homogeneous country. One of the reasons it's not so strong as the neocons say, they're planning to create a Kurdistan that would reach into northwestern Iran. There's also a slice of northwestern Iran that would be taken away for a greater Azerbaijan. There is a large slice of north-central Iran that would be taken away for a Turkmenistan entity joining Turkmenistan. There's also in the eastern part of Iran a significant part of southeastern Iran that would be taken away for some future Baluchistan entity, and above all, the entire coast of the Persian Gulf would be taken up by Arabistan or Khuzestan or Ahvaz. Mainly it would be an oil-rich puppet state of the British and the U.S., run completely by British Petroleum and the rest of them, sitting then left in the middle of all this with the country cut six ways, Persia or Iranistan sitting in the middle. That's the long-standing Bernard Lewis plan for the Middle East. And we've got to expect that they'll do everything in their power to make this happen. And again, I think in most of these cases, they're whistling in the dark. They don't really have very much at all. They have some people like Chalabi, right? They have various Chalabi equivalents who have been taking their money and making big promises, as mythomaniacs do, but unlikely that they'll do too much. The possible exceptions, of course, Kurdistan, where you've got that PKK, Kurdish terrorist group, and the MEK terrorists, they have a certain capability. Plus, then, Khuzestan, Arabistan, is undoubtedly where British Petroleum has been putting all of its money with the Ahvaz Liberation Front. And our first hour is over. We'll be back with our second hour emergency strategic briefing in just a minute. This is Webster Tarpley speaking from Washington, D.C.